Renee says that every.
Seriously. Every really? Show. I'm looking at the notes. You gotta be kidding me if you think it's not gonna be. Just putting that out there. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your zonked couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October 14th, 2013.
And this is episode 130.
Don't you laugh at me.
As Renee would say with her fluctuations, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Are you really going there today?
Well, the only reason I went there today was someone, I said, Valen, I was on a call at work today, and I said, this is Jerry Valentine. Of course, that's my name that I use at work quite often, and that's my legal name, and that's my professional name. So I said, this is Jerry Valentine, like I do when they say, who all is on the call now? And I'll say, Jerry Valentine from Humana, you know.
Right.
And then this guy was like, Terry something, and I was like, Jerry Valentine?
Why did you give the uptick?
I don't know, but Danny called me out on it.
Oh, of course Danny called you out on it.
And
why am I not surprised?
And you know, I've only seen Anchorman once. So I thought, because from what I understand, Anchorman is one of the most quoted movies next to Friday.
Really?
I guess. I don't know. Especially in the workplace or whatever. But He did that, and I assumed that's what it was, but I was like, you're going to have to kind of fill me in on that one. He was like, Ron Burgundy, I guess, you know.
Right.
And he said the uptick and stuff like that. Just
I
like
think
you
people
did.
Assume that everybody sees that movie a million times, and they're surprised when people don't.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the case. It really could be. But, I mean, it's all good. It's all good.
Yep. So I want to say hi to the chat room before we get into anything. I just want to say hi to everybody. We have Punk Gopher in the house. Hey, Punk Gopher.
What's going on, Punk?
And we have Crather.
Gopher? What's going on, Crather?
Crather.
Can I call you Crather?
Apparently so.
I Crather.
Crather.
That's like craving for something.
Kind of.
You know what? I'm going to make a character call him Crather.
Crather?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Any particular reason?
I don't know. Because I crave the fairy.
So, Clojamir is in the house.
What's Hi, going Clojamir. On? He made it.
He did. And I want to say happy hi to Muhogan and Azabi. And that sounded really weird. But
yep. Happy. What? Happy. Hi, hottie. hottie. What is it? Mecca necka hi, mecca hottie ho. Mecca
for your young folks.
Yep, Mecca.
Go ask your parents.
Mecca, was it?
Mecca like a high.
Mecca honey ho.
Mecca like a high.
Mecca
honey ho.
Yeah,
great.
I give
every Saturday.
I give a point to the first person in the chat room that can tell us what that's from.
You get a point.
If
you can name it.
And I totally stole that from TMS, I guess.
Yeah.
You win an internet. There we go. How about that? You win the internet.
Oh, Crather wins the internet.
Oh, he wins the internet. But yeah. So I wonder if we should, you know what? In honor of Pee Wee Herman, we should have a word of the day.
You want a word of the day?
We should do something like that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. So, sorry. So after we say the word, do we scream?
Either scream or we can do it every time Renee yawns, we can scream.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should do. Every time that Renee yawns.
I hate you so much.
See, this is one of the values of the chat room.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So the value of the chat room and watching this live, see, you get to, every time Renee yawns, Whoever calls it out first in the chat room wins, gets a point.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
And then maybe we might give real prizes for points.
And then maybe we'll give prizes. I actually do have some Steam codes to give away.
Right, right.
You know, so that's what we're doing today, because I'm not going to call Renee out on the show for our listeners that maybe listen to this later, you know. But what we're going to do, we're going to give out, you know, I have a Steam code. You know, I got the Humble Bundle last week.
Are you going to do this every time or just?
Well, I'm going to try something today. This is new. This is just off the cuff. This is like just bam. We're doing this.
This does feel like, shoot, now I'm going to have to yawn.
Now, I only have so many codes now. So if I run out of codes, well, I'm going to have to do it once per show. But.
Well, yeah, it's not every time I yawn somebody gets a code. That's
right.
That's not
true.
Work.
That's true. But I think the thing is then if they catch it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to call it. You know, I'm just going to just keep talking and everything else. And I'm going to tally up at the end, and then I'm just going to, you know, that someone's going to get
so
the code.
So that means you have to pay attention to the chat room
a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I want everybody to be honest, too. You know what
See,
I'm saying?
See, now I feel like I have to yawn all the time now.
You feel like you have to yawn all the time?
Yes. Now that you said that, I have to feel very...
What? You have to feel
I feel tired now.
Really?
That you said that.
So, just to recap, we're doing a little game for today. Cause in honor of Pee Wee Herman, every time Renee yawns, whoever calls it out first in the chat room...
Oh, that's not fair, because Mahogan's not at a keyboard.
Well, Zobby's at the keyboard.
Okay. I'm just saying. Maybe Mahogan wants to beat
Zobby. Call it out. And then she'll type it real quick. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And she type it real quick. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. But you call it out at the end of the end of the show, we'll give out a code of one of the games from my Humble Bundle that we got. Before we get into the weekend wrap-up, we have something that we have not done in a long time. What?
I shit you not.
Oh, yeah. We have shit you not. Because I saw this story today. I actually put it up on Twitter, right? And so this is a story.
About
a town in Spring Hill, Mansfield, Louisiana, they got turned upside down. Well, specifically, a Walmart. They got turned upside down. Apparently, on Friday night, there was an issue with EBT, which everybody knows is the electronic. For folks that
or food stamps for
food
you.
Stamps. It's
for,
the electronic
for the
food
old
stamps.
School folk.
Okay, so basically, Walmart, Xerox had a flub in their system, and they were not checking the limits on folks' EBT cards. Walmart knew about it, and Walmart being, you know, people a lot of times give Walmart a lot of crap.
Right.
You know, and when they give them a lot of crap, they stuff like this kind of makes them show you that there are Walmarts that aren't just crap, you know.
Right.
So basically what Walmart could have done, they said, okay, Xerox is messed up. The EBT place is messed up. So I'm sorry, folks. You can't get any food until it's fixed. Right?
Right.
So basically what this Walmart did in Louisiana, they said, let the people come in, let them get their food, and go ahead and ring it up. You know, because they didn't want people to not be able to get their food, you know?
Yes. Do you want the flip side of this?
But what happened was people found out that the limits weren't being checked at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that could went to Walmart, and they absolutely cleared the shelves of food and everything else. They had to call the police to come help corral the people.
I just don't understand.
So people took advantage, right?
They really did.
These people took
advantage.
So what's the
I wouldn't do that.
So what's the flip side?
the backlash, if they had just cut it off, it would have been worse. If they just said, okay, nobody can use their EBT cards.
Right.
The backlash for that would have been worse. So, right. It could have been seen as almost like the lesser evil.
Right, right.
So that's just an example. I mean, that's just me, you know, playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they could have said no purchase. Clergymir in the chat room says they could have just said, okay, the max number of, you know, you only can get $50 worth of food for you to eat tonight and come back tomorrow when it's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's something they could have done, you know, but how do they go about limiting that?
And they should have and somehow came up with something. But like someone I heard on the internet say, Walmart's not going to be out this money. It's the government that's going to be out this money. So they didn't lose anything by saying go on and get your money. Now, if they had to pay for stuff, I wonder.
So it says from 7 to 9 p.m., people were loading up their carts. But when the cards began showing limits again around 9, one woman was detained because she rang up a bill of $700 and only had 49 cents on her card.
Now, she knew good and well she had nothing on her card. And the only reason she got detained is because that she had that just the limits came back on.
Right.
And she was like,
so she only had 49 cents on her card.
Yep.
She was held by police until corporate Walmart said they wouldn't press charges if she left the food. I mean,
what was she wanting to take the food?
I don't know. They just probably said, no, we're going to let her off, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if she wanted to take the food anyway.
Right. I would think, here's my thing. Okay.
All right, I'm listening.
Now, I wouldn't have taken advantage. You know what I'm saying? But let's just say if I did, right? If I knew I had, you know, this close to the end of the month or whatever, or the middle of the month, I don't get any more money on my EBT card until the 15th, right? And I'm like, dang, you know, I only have cereal or grits for the next 3 days until the 15th. Now, I'm not saying this is just as wrong,
mm-hmm.
right?
I'm listening.
But I wouldn't go in and say, I'm going to go get $700 worth of food. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in. I'm going to get me a roast or something I can cook in the crock pot and some beans
mm-hmm.
just to hold me over until the 15th. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I wouldn't go in and say, you know what? Steaks for everybody.
Because that's basically probably what people did. And they said as soon as the limits came back on, people left carts and carts of food.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, get some milk. Get some bread. Get some peanut butter. I mean, heck, I don't even get some peanut butter and some bread.
Yeah. You know what? I tell you what. If I've been poor before. And
right.
You know what I had before? I had pancake mix. And grits. I ate pancakes every day for like 2 weeks.
Okay, so in my first marriage, I told you.
I've been poor before.
Right, in my first marriage, I told you about this. The time we were struggling and had a kid and everything. And I remember going to Lowe's Foods to get some food. And I remember it was double coupon day. And they had a coupon on the grits. And the coupon was for 50 cents. And the grits were 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And it was double coupon day. So I went, I could have got all the grits.
You could have.
I could have. But I didn't. I got like 10 pack of grits.
Grits will last you a long time too.
And I probably should have just got 5 to be honest. But I got 10 pack of grits.
But hey.
And they gave me.
When you're poor, grits will last.
Right.
So. And I don't blame you.
Right. I got 10 pack of grits. They were double coupon. So they ended up giving me 10 cents. You know.
It wasn't like you were making $150,000 a year and going to get all the grits.
No, I was making back then I was working part time and I was making like barely $7 an hour.
Yeah. and you had family.
Right.
So.
Right.
So,
and I was the only one working. But,
yeah. So.
But yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, yeah. We hadn't done I Shit You Not in a very long time.
So that's I Shit You Not.
Right.
And I want to end this I Shit You Not with saying hi to Latia, JK Grammer, and Hando.
Why you shitting me?
I'm not shitting. I shit you not. Alachi's in the chat room.
And JK Grammer?
And JK Grammer.
What?
And Hando.
What?
I know.
Oh, man.
So, WTF, so, right? And OMG.
Right. So everybody's in the chat room. I'm like, what? You know, it's a I shit you not moment every time when you guys show up to watch us live.
I mean, whenever somebody's in the chat room, I'm like, holy shit, somebody's right. here.
Right.
Like, freaking watching me.
Right.
I can't pick my nose
so
when I'm doing the podcast.
I guess I wonder what's going to happen. If the government is going to pay Walmart or if Walmart is going to write it off.
The government has to pay Walmart. It was their deal, I would imagine, unless they told Walmart, don't. I would assume. Because I can't.
Oh, here we go. So
I can imagine Walmart taking it on the chin. I'm sorry.
So it says, ask whether Walmart would be taking the loss on any food purchased on the cards that did not show limits, or are the perishable food left behind in carts. Welling would only say that we monitor transactions during the outage.
Which means nothing.
Right. So Walmart said we did make the decision to continue to accept EBT cards and purchase on WIC and SNAP during the outage so that they could get food for their families.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I think what's going to happen if Walmart even, what's going to happen? I think people are going to get reported. You know, I think people that have WIC or the EBT cards, I mean, they may get some kind of penalty.
Yeah.
You know, they may get kicked off the program. I mean, because.
Who knows? Oh, now. The backlash against that would be immense. I can't see that happen.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I don't know. It's just, oh, well. But people, don't be smart. I mean, all right, if you need the food or something like that, and you get this in advantage, something like that happens.
People aren't like us.
I'm not telling people to steal but I kind of am a little bit. But be smart. Don't
people aren't like us.
Use some common sense. Take something that if they do come back and say, "Hey Jay, you got $30 worth of food during this time." Don't mess yourself up when they say, I'm sorry, your EBT card is going to be $30 short because you took $30 food when you shouldn't have.
Right. Now that's what they might do. They might say every pay period or every, EBT period, you get $20 less.
Right.
Until you paid back the government.
Right.
And that'll hurt them in the long run.
Right.
For doing something crazy.
Well.
But.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump.
That's
right
a long ass shit you not
let's
this week.
Let's go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yeah. So we had a Zabi and Muhogan.
Yeah, we had guests this weekend.
We had guests this weekend from the lovely city of Nashville. Zabi and Muhogan, who's also in the chat room right now. They came up to visit us, and it was goodness
gracious.
Can
we do it every time Jay belches? Can we do that, too?
Man, that was Chipotle.
I bet it tasted good, too.
Mm. Goodness gracious. I'm
Chipotle
sorry,
Chipotle coming back up is still good.
So they came up, and then when they got here, they were good and hungry.
And that was all, and that was great for me because we had
Havana Roomba.
Mm, Havana Roomba.
We did.
It was fun, and I love Havana Roomba. They have the best sweet potato fries I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Yep. And so we told them we have five places. We have barbecue,
Vietnamese,
Thai, Cuban,
and Mexican.
Was Mexican one of them?
Yes.
Because where were we going to take them if it was Mexican?
I don't know. It was Mexican. Do you need me to check?
Okay, I don't know.
Do you need me? Yes, you need me to check. Renee Vietnamese Southerners. What?
What?
Well, actually, called us Southerners. Well, I guess technically.
How are we supposed to say it?
Huh?
How are we supposed to say it?
I don't know. I said Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I say with the N, Vietnamese. Who says Vietnamese?
I don't know. And maybe I don't think I said it, but maybe she heard
oh,
me.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, honestly, what do I say right? Vietnamese.
You said it right. Maybe your N sounds like an N because of your accent. So
Vietnamese. I don't know. I didn't say Vietnamese.
Welcome to this week's watch Jay pronounce stuff. It was Mexican. I don't know where we would have taken
it. Was Mexican?
Okay. I told you it was Mexican.
But anyway, so we went there. We had chicken and beef empanadas for starters.
And they were wonderful.
And Zabi had, she says, she has a friend who's a culinary, who cooks and everything, says, if you ever go to a place, if it's called Bubido's, and if they have a Bubido dinner, get the Bubido dinner because it has Bubido in the name.
I want to think of this place as a Cajun place. That makes it awesome. Can this
Bubido's, sure.
Bubido's, Cajun cuisine.
It's Cajun cuisine.
And it's spelled Bubodaux.
Right. It's it's in Louisiana. Uh-huh. And all the food that they're using is from the EBT crisis that happened. So
welcome to Bubido's.
So they're only open for like 14 days. So
I can't even with you.
So they don't have to get a license for, they can just cook down the street and have temporary
for
washing.
Bubido food.
Yep.
Come to Bubido's.
Right. Go to Bubido's in Louisiana and enjoy your Walmart steak because they're all over the place. But we went to Havana Rumba. So and Zabi got the Havana Rumba and Muhogan got the
Pollo Vieja.
Yeah, Pollo Vieja. Yep, that's right.
Vieja.
Vieja, okay. Vieja. And that looked great.
It did. It looked good. I'll have to try that next time. And we got the...
And we got this one deal. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a meal for two people, and it's supposed to come with chicken, skirt steak, and what was the other? Oh, chorizo. Mm-hmm. So they were out of chicken, which I'm sad of because we saw someone else's plate, Ashley from Ashley Eats.
Parilla Habanera.
Palita Habanera.
Parilla Habanera.
Okay, Habanera.
Parilla. Say it.
Parilla. Parilla Habanera. It'll be close enough.
Has palomilla steak, okay. Roasted chicken, and grilled Spanish chorizo.
And it came with two types of plantains.
Tostones?
The tostones plantains.
The tostones and the sweet plantains.
And the sweet plantains.
And rice and black beans.
Yeah.
And they gave us our own little rice and black beans. So I didn't have to share.
Yeah. So that was great. We got that. So because they didn't have the chicken, we got the pulled pork. I don't like Cuban pulled pork because...
Maybe you haven't found the right Cuban pulled pork.
I don't know.
Not,
I don't think
that's not just say.
Well,
that's racist.
Here's my thing.
You can't just.
I don't like the way that they make the pulled pork at Havana Rumba. And if that's authentic Cuban, then I do not like that. I mean, I'll eat it. Because you know what does it, right? You know what's making me feel this way? Because I'm from North Carolina, where pulled pork barbecue. You know what I'm saying? It's vinegar-based.
It is vinegar-based.
You know what I'm saying? And when I have pulled pork, I either want it like, I want it to be like carnitas at the Mexican restaurant, okay?
Okay.
Or I want it to be like pulled pork barbecue.
You can't have carnitas be like pulled pork because then it's not pulled pork.
No, I'm just saying.
You can't have it both ways.
Yes, I can. I can have it both ways. I can have it my way, like Burger King.
This is not Burger King.
So
pulled pork is special to Kentucky? No, other places.
No, pulled pork is special to North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Pulled pork. I think so. Yeah.
Do you think it's more of a North Carolina thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least that's what they say on curbs, drive-thrus, and whatever.
Diners, dives, and drive-thrus,
right,
or something like that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I know what you're saying. So it was yummy, yeah. And I enjoyed myself, and I had my side of sweet potato fries, because it's tough not to get those when I go there with their smoked honey. If you come here and you want Cuban food, we'll take y'all, hands down.
Right.
Actually, I'm taking Michelle to Havana Rumba because that's where we're going to go eat together, my friend Michelle.
Oh, really?
We're going to go to Havana Rumba. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You can go.
What?
You can go if you want.
Oh, okay. And then we came back from Havana Rumba. Renee and I had to do a podcast with Justice Points Podcast.
Yep.
We'll that was supposed that to last later. An hour. Right, it's an hour to 90 minutes, and it ended up being almost 2 hours.
Because we don't know how to shut up.
Yeah, I guess you can see that now, and because we're still in, we can wrap up. and so, after the podcast, you know, we profusely apologized to Zombie and Hogan.
Yeah, because they were just up front, but they're really nice. They didn't steal anything.
Right, they didn't steal anything.
So that was awesome.
Right.
Because they could have.
But the thing is, here's one of the pluses to having geek friends, you know, and I absolutely love this about our community, about our geek friends. Like, if we go visit somebody, let's say we go visit Alachia,
mm-hmm.
right, or J.K. Grammer in Texas,
right.
right? So we go visit them, and they say, hey, for an hour or two, I have to go do a photo shoot or I have to go do a podcast. We'll say, okay.
That's fine.
That's fine. We'll pull out our Vitas. We'll pull out our PS Vitas, our 3DSs, or our iPads.
And then
we'll entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
We won't have sex, you know, on your couch or anything.
No, because that is rude. If you go to somebody's house, you have sex on the couch.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's straight up rude. You at least use the guest bed.
Right.
At least.
Right.
Very least.
Right.
Use the guest bed.
Right. Right. Exactly. So we won't do that. We'll just, you know, play our games and stuff and chill out and wait for you to get back, you know. But, so then after we finished,
unacceptable to use the kitchen table, JK. Unacceptable.
So when we finished, we came up and we had already set the game up.
Firefly game.
For Firefly.
Right.
And we got to play the Firefly board game. And because we started late, we had your friend Michelle came.
Right. My friend Michelle came, and I had to jump in and out of the game because I had to help her print some stuff.
Right. And so basically, we played Firefly. I chose the mission that I thought would take the least amount of time.
Did
I say the wrong word?
No. I was just saying you cheated, but we aren't even there yet, so continue.
So we're playing the game, and we're getting used to it. And I have to tell you,
Zombie and I
are alike a little bit.
Well, y'all were doing the same thing?
Well, the thing is like, there was a mistake made, you know.
Oh. Like,
when,
the rule.
When she, there was a rule. Well, if she had taken the disgruntled person, somebody can come steal your crewmate.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she had two disgruntled people in her crew. And I told her I was coming to get them, right? Because I had to be in the same sector. And so I was like, since we didn't tell you the whole rule, you know, how you can clear it and everything else.
Right, right.
You could take backsies. You could take it back.
You could take backsies.
And she was like, no, I made a decision.
That's awesome.
I am going to keep my disgruntled people.
Wow, look at her making a decision.
And I was like, come on now. And I had to get Mo Hogan to help me out, you know. You know, that's right. We're allowing her to call him Mulligan. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
And that was fine. But she finally, you know, she kind of let that down a little bit. I'm not going to say pride, but whatever that was.
And she realized that this is not a good choice for her.
Right. And because, you know, she didn't want to lose her crew. You know what I'm saying?
She had Kaylee and Shepherd Book. Would you want to lose them?
I was just going to come and get Shepherd Book.
You're going to be nice and not get both of them?
No, I wasn't going to get Kaylee, even though I like Kaylee. But I wanted Shepherd Book.
They aren't very loyal, are they?
No. If they get disgruntled, apparently not.
They should, like, I think some should take two disgruntled tokens before they go.
Well, yeah. Well, if they get two disgruntled tokens, they immediately go back.
I know, but I think that should be changed. Some people should be a little bit more. Because if a Merc has the same loyalty as Kaylee, come on. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, look at Renee debating the rules. Look at him.
No, not debating. Just saying how they could be enhanced.
But, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
So
we played.
So the game was whoever got the $12,000 first won, could do last call, which basically is the last round.
Right.
So it was a race to make money.
Right.
And I did the wrong way. Well, I got a bunch of crew.
I was playing you.
Yeah, sometimes.
As well.
Like for half the game, Jay was
right.
playing
I was playing two hands.
But still, I would have got a lot of crew. And and Jay didn't get a lot of crew, and Jay ended up winning
the whole game. Yeah, I didn't get, so basically I had one person on my crew the whole game until like the last five moves. And that's when I got more people because I was going to do, what was it? Aim to Misbehave.
Right. And you needed,
and I needed people with guns because we watched for a long time. Moo Hogan
Moo Hogan was dedicated to trying to misbehave. Because for those people who don't know, when you aim to misbehave, you have to do these tasks, and they're really right. hard, and you have to have, you know, people to do them.
Right.
And it was like he was like, "I'm gonna try one more time."
Right.
"I'm gonna try one more time," and he would botch it to keep people from getting killed. He would botch people.
I'm telling you, and the whole time I was sitting there saying to myself, "Come on, man, keep trying while I fly all over the verse, picking up jobs, dropping
so
jobs.
I'll
off.
Tell you how I knew Jay was gonna win, because I look over and Jay has a stack of money, and it's all stacked up with the hundreds on top. But I tell you what, I know Jay. There is no way Jay would have like 15 100s. That's not Jay. He's gonna trade in his lower bills for higher bills.
I was trading my bills. So I was trading my bills in.
So that's how I knew he was close to winning, because he had a fat stack of bills, and I knew they were all higher bills. I was like, because I know my husband, y'all. So yeah, and he ended up winning, and I had like the 3,000, and maybe everybody else was closer, but
right.
I didn't care.
I'm really glad we got to finish the game.
I am glad.
Because I was getting worried that we weren't going to be able to finish before they had to leave.
It was getting a little long.
Right.
But that's what she said. And, but I had fun just flying over the verse.
Yep.
Just having fun and doing missions. And I didn't care that I was going to lose, because I knew I was going to lose. I didn't care. So I had a great time, and if anyone wants to come play Firefly with us, come on down.
Yeah.
And we'll play some Firefly.
Just realize,
games take a long time, by the way.
Games take about 4 hours.
So
and I want to apologize to Zobby and Moo Hogan because I was so caught up in the game and everything else, I didn't offer them anything to drink.
We didn't offer them anything aside from
him making the moonshine margaritas.
We are the worst.
So I want to apologize deeply, because
here's the thing, we don't
offer drinks to family when they come.
We don't.
And
do
we don't offer drinks to close friends when they come.
We don't. We just,
so
does that mean we're bad
so
hosts?
I feel okay. So one, this is your first visit to our house. We should have offered you drinks regardless.
Really? We went into the podcast, didn't offer them nothing.
Right.
We said, bounce.
Right.
Talk to y'all later.
Right.
Oh, horrible.
Right.
I promise we won't do that again.
And so we went to make it up the next time. But just to let anyone knows that come visit us, feel free to walk to our refrigerator.
All up in our cabinets.
Go up all up in our cabinets. I know Alachia will. She's going to be up in the bathroom.
Alachia will be all up in every room of our house. She'll like open like my underwear drawer.
She probably will.
Because that's something she do. She'll go
in the nightstand.
She would and look at my medications.
Right.
Because that's Alachia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And we're definitely going to go down and visit Moo Hogan.
And they're going to show us how real people treat guests.
Yeah, they're gonna be nice when we come down.
Don't offer us anything to drink when we come.
Treat us like crap when we come down.
If I say I'm thirsty, just be like, the cup's in the kitchen, the water's in the kitchen.
No, and you say to us, well, then you can do what we did. You take care of yourself, because we ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Should do.
Right.
But I also want to say hi to Zixa. Came in the chat room.
What's
hi,
going
Zixa.
On? Right.
So
I like putting over hoses out back. Hey, I did that as a kid.
What? Drink out of the water hose? I drank out of the water hose when I was a kid.
Sure did.
In the summertime.
All right.
Hot. Sitting in the hose for a while. You had to wait for the cool water to come out.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump right into some technology.
Technology.
All right, so Renee got on here the fire tube.
The fire tube.
What is the fire tube aside from a second name for diarrhea?
You know, I have to admit, if it wasn't for the name, I probably wouldn't have put this on here.
Right.
Fire tube is Amazon, because everybody had to put their hand in. Amazon wants a set-top box, and the name is rumored to be called Fire Tube.
Fire Tube.
Fire Tube. And I heard, I actually heard about this on Framerate.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds stupid. And, I mean, if they don't have Netflix on there, how's that going to work? Well, they have to have, I mean, but I can't see them having Netflix because they're Amazon.
Well, if Netflix puts out a box, right? Let's say they put out a set-top box.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they put Amazon on there?
They wouldn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but why would you want just a set-top box that plays Amazon and that's it?
Well, I mean, Amazon Prime has good selection, babe.
But a whole set-top box just for Amazon?
I don't think they're going to be just, is it just Amazon?
I don't know. No, it's not. It's going to have a variety of app developers and cable TV providers. So they haven't really said, but that'll be weird.
Right.
If they have a Netflix, I think it would be weird.
Right.
And I can't, that's just odd.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Netflix would take the money if they have it. But,
oh, yeah. And then next up, BlackBerry tells our customers, which I've actually heard this myself personally, you can continue to count on us.
Yeah.
So last week BlackBerry closed their Halifax office, which was like 3,500 people. And they only allowed 350 people to continue to work from home.
No, it was 35.
Oh, is it 35?
No, it was like 33. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
It was like only a very small amount.
So they have 33 people that are going to be doing the job of 3,500 or
whatever, however many.
Whatever they're doing. And then,
yeah.
So, and then also with BlackBerry News, the finance place that put in the bid for them,
mm-hmm.
they're having a little trouble gathering the funds to buy BlackBerry.
And so, but I feel like they're doing the wheel spinning. Of course you can count on us knowing good and well that they're going under.
Yeah.
So this doesn't sound good because, of course, they have to keep saying that till the end. They can't say, well, y'all, we're going under.
It's over.
Sorry.
Right.
So I think it'll be the end. But if BlackBerry goes out of business, that'll be
sad.
Well,
what's going to happen is
BlackBerry was the first smartphone.
What they're looking at now, from what I understand, is that they're going to start breaking up pieces of them. Like, they have their hardware side, which is their phone developers, their phone makers and stuff like that. Then they have the software, so they're going to try to break out the software so they can sell the software to different companies to put on different types of phone. And then they have their NOC operation that does the whole secure transferring the messages and everything, so they're going to try to sell that off as well. I know. I mean, it's pretty boring.
No, it's not boring. It's just, I don't know, because like, you're in this at work, so you know a lot more than everybody.
Right.
But,
so I think
it's sad, though, because people have lost their jobs. Yep. And I don't know if it was out of the blue or not. But but they said you can still count on us. I think it's a BS move, but whatevs.
And there was some smack talk. Tell us about this smack talk.
There was a Q&A, and I just thought it was funny that Pandora said in the Q&A, we do internet radio better than anyone.
Right.
So basically, they're like, Apple's not a threat, and y'all can go on somewhere, which I thought, because I imagine like them like doing like smack talk to each other, doing like your mama jokes,
right?
Or and it was just really funny. So Pandora says we ain't scared.
That's right.
They ain't scared. They ain't scared of Apple.
Go ahead, Pandora.
So, but I have to say, I like iTunes Radio.
Yep.
They give me pretty good stuff. So, I use Sirius for the most part because I pay for it.
Right.
If I didn't pay for Sirius, I'd probably alternate between Pandora and Apple, to tell you the truth.
Right.
Both I don't have a problem with. So, look at that picture of the Pandora CFO. He got Sirius face on. He ain't playing. It's about halfway down the page.
And you can see that in the show notes if you want to see.
Yes, you can see it in the show notes. All the links we're talking about will be in the show notes. So.
Cool.
Thank you.
movies, books, comics, TV.
What's up? So we watched Dead Space.
We did.
Aftermath.
Yeah, it's an animated special.
So was this a, do we know if this was a an origin story?
I think it was, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know if it was origin or not.
I'm not sure if this was a,
So it's either origin story or it's a, was a prologue.
Right, right.
Telling the story about how this alien shard, this crew goes there and they slowly.
Go ahead.
And they slowly go insane.
Dead Space Aftermath bridges Dead Space to Dead Space 2.
Okay.
So it's in between.
So it's in between.
So that's why we saw that at the end.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
there's a dun, dun, dun moment.
So at the end of it, you know, we had, so I haven't played Dead Space, nor has Renee. And so we walked in here. I mean, okay. I played 30 minutes of Dead Space, I believe. You know, and that's about all I can handle for a little bit. So I did that, and so I got, so some of the monsters I had already seen before.
Right.
And you know what's weird? After we watched Dead Space, we watched the Doctor Who.
We did.
You noticed that the monsters in Dead Space and Doctor Who kind of looked like each other? They had the whole thing out their mouth.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well.
Monsters in Dead Space do not look like the Ood. Yeah. And someone made a reference to the Ood on G+, and I was like, oh, I know what that is.
I know.
Only because of Doctor Who. So I wonder, how many references do we miss because we have not watched all of Doctor Who? I bet a lot.
Well, Jeppy talked about the Ood before, so I knew it was a Doctor Who reference.
I didn't know.
And he actually talked to us about the whole, when we were talking about Satan one time.
Oh, he brought that up.
I think on the show. And he said, oh, you'll know what he looks like. And then that's kind of what we, yeah.
So, yeah. So, so we watched it. It was good.
Yeah. I mean,
they mixed two different animation styles, one for a flashback and one for present time.
And my favorite was the flashback one.
Flashback animation was best.
Was my favorite animation that they did.
It's grown up animation, has boobs and has heads getting blown off.
Yeah. And
with, yeah.
And so, people having sex.
People having sex. So, yeah. It was kind of like Aeon Flux, slightly reminding me a little bit of the old school Aeon Flux. Just a little bit. Okay.
Don't diss.
I said reminded me. I didn't say it was like it. It was Aeon Flux. Hint of Aeon Flux. So,
okay.
So, yeah. So that was our movie.
I'll accept that. So, Hando, if you're ready, roll between 46 and 167.
I hope it's a good one this time.
But one of the cool things that we added to the list was a Miley Cyrus movie, right?
I didn't add this.
We did.
We added this?
Yeah, we added LOL.
Who added LOL?
We did.
When?
When you started watching LOL.
It was an accident.
Well, that's what ended up making it show up. So on the list is a movie that Miley Cyrus did with Demi Moore called LOL. And it says, Lola and her friends struggle to elude their bewildered parents, pull off daring hookups, and sow some wild oats in this coming-of-age comedy. Came out in 2012.
Is it still on our list?
It's still on our list now.
I thought you took it off.
No, I didn't take it off. But Hando Road.
That's our, we get crap.
No, that's not the movie we got.
I know it's not, but I'm just saying.
So
it's in there now.
The movie that we got for 81 is The Long Walk Home.
Aw, what's
this
that?
This is with Sissy Spastic. Vietnamese. Be at my knees to keep me from walking around.
Oh.
and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh.
Miriam Thompson finds herself in the midst of a civil rights revolution when she helps her black maid during the infamous bus boycott.
Why did you say it like that, though?
I don't know.
Her black maid. Black.
But I've seen this before.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. I've seen
this
one.
So we get to watch it. So you get to be pissed off because I know how.
You know how I get with these shows.
Civil rights, like movies based around the civil rights.
I'm
going
to have to go watch Gravity after this.
Okay. That'll be a nice palate cleanser in 3D.
Or Either
someone
that
said it's or, good in 3D.
Either so. That or Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
It seems like that's what we usually do. We watch something bad, then we go watch Doctor Who.
Yep, yeah, because Doctor Who cures all.
So thank you, Hando, for rolling that for
the
us.
The long walk home. All right. So speaking of gravity, mm-hmm. So Neil deGrasse Tyson, a famous astrophysicist, he when The Weekend at Gravity came out, he put out a list of tweets, kind of talking about little mistakes that gravity made.
Right.
So. And then in the media, people caught on to this and then said that he was ripping Gravity a new one, saying, calling for his inaccuracies and everything. And then he wrote a letter on Facebook that says, hey, y'all, I should have said all the stuff they got right before I went and said all the stuff they got wrong. So he did a letter saying how much they got right and how good of a movie it was. And he even mentioned some movies that did things right, like A Bug's right. Life and stuff like that. Like, right. And so that was pretty cool. So I am a Neil deGrasse Tyson fan, right. girl. I love the man.
See here's my thing with the Neil deGrasse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put a comment on there that says, I just saw the film and was stunned by its beauty. Then I came home to look for the links to your tweets about it on Facebook. Did you take it down? Can you please put it up again, please? Who cares if you are misinterpreted by the media? You are a science educator and you were just doing your job.
That's true.
See, I would want to go see that because I'm not an astrophysicist like this dude. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to watch the movie and be like, oh man, this is so awesome. And then come back and read what he says. You know what? This is how it really is in space. Like when we talked with Deidre about doctor stuff, and she's right. like, this is how it is in the emergency room. It's not like what you see on ER, you know. And then when we watch some Castle or whatever, and they pour soda
right.
on a keyboard, and the sparks shoot out to
yeah,
break the computer.
And the monitor just, yeah.
That's not how it works.
Or someone, yeah, like someone steals the monitor and all the information's gone.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? And no one expects movies to be scientifically accurate.
Right.
I think Neil was just saying it's awesome when it happens.
Right. And you know? It's kind of like when he was talking about the old supermoon.
Right.
He was like, a supermoon is just like being excited about the supermoon is like being excited for a 14-inch pizza when you usually have a 13-inch pizza.
Right.
So it's not really a big deal.
Yeah. So,
you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So if you don't know Neil deGrasse Tyson, follow his Twitter. He makes science fun.
He does.
I like it yep. a lot.
And then Walking Dead came on last night.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it was a nice opening.
No spoilers. It was good. I feel a little trepidation. I feel a little anxious about this season.
Yeah.
Because on The Talking Dead afterwards, they were kind of just saying how it's going to get really bad. And I can't take bad, 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 bad. Right. And if it's bad every week, all episodes long, I think I'm going to freaking lose it. I just can't.
And especially with how we've been feeling lately. We just really feeling zonked.
Yeah.
You know. And then Renee and I, we finished Uncharted.
We did.
The Golden Abyss.
We finished it on PS Vita, and it was good. It's very much on rails, like I was saying on Gaming After Dark podcast. It's really hard to fall.
Right.
Even if you let go of the controls, he doesn't fall.
Right.
You even hit the drop button, he doesn't fall.
Oh, so my dude fell.
If you hit the drop button, he just keeps hanging on like,
oh,
hey.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Greet
you. But, it was still fun because yep. I enjoyed the storyline.
Yep.
So I enjoyed myself. So yep. I would play another one.
You know what? Let's go ahead and talk about it. And then also this weekend, on Saturday, Pokemon X and Y came out.
Pokemon.
So when we got our 3DSs, we bought Pokemon Black 2 and White 2 against the advice of our good friend Azixa, who said, you know, if you really can wait until X and Y comes out.
And we didn't wait.
We didn't wait because we were like, oh, we got these 3DXs. They're awesome, man. We want to play it.
We
should
have waited. So
we should have waited.
Sorry, Zixi. We should have listened to you.
We should have. And so we did pick up X and Y this weekend. I'm playing Y and Renee's playing X. And I have to say I'm enjoying this one more than I did with Black 2.
Yeah, definitely.
From what we're hearing and understanding is they've cut out a lot of grindy stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of
make made it more fun, more just have fun.
Yeah. So I wonder, so we went and prepaid on Friday night between 10 and 11. Then we came back at midnight to pick it up. The last time we did this was for Last of Us.
Yeah.
So many kids. We got about 30 to 40 street passes.
And is it prejudice to me to say the Pokemon crowd is a little different from other crowds?
They are a little weird. You know,
there was this guy behind us saying bonjour and
enjoy your voyage, and he's like, that's in French or something like that.
And he said it to every person.
Yeah, he said it to everybody.
So it was just odd. But
I have to say, I have to think back if I look back in my high school, because a lot of them were young.
Yeah, a lot of them were like late teens.
If I go back and look at myself, I wonder if I was like that. Nah, no, I wasn't. Okay. But then that same kid that was doing the bon voyage, enjoy your journey, good luck on your journey. When we were walking out, he was behind us. We were walking out to the truck.
All right.
This dude says, you guys must have been playing since Gen 1.
And I was like, no. And Jay was like, it's our first time. Even though it's not technically our first time, it's pretty much our first time.
So. Right. So this dude called us old, babe.
Basically, he's saying, y'all look old. Y'all must have been playing since Gen 1. I was like, excuse you?
I almost ran him over with my truck. He better be glad he got away.
No, you wouldn't. That's just wrong.
Wrong.
So, Pokemon. So, yeah, we're playing. Jay's farther than I am.
I am.
It's fun. I so much the other stuff to play. Still working on it.
Right. And then also you have something you want to say here about Machinarium.
Machinarium. Yeah. It is the game I'm going to finish and I'm playing it on Steam.
Oh, you are going to play it?
I decided I'm going to play it.
So
this game makes me feel dumb.
This is news to me. Last night you were like, I am removing Machinarium from my hard drive.
I said that, but I'm not. I am not a good game player. And especially Machinarium, the
puzzles.
The type of puzzles are very much thick ahead. They're very much chess.
Yeah.
Kind of think five moves ahead. And that's not me. Yeah. You know that's not me.
Yeah. I know.
At most, I think two moves ahead. At most. So
No, you don't.
Not even that.
No, you know.
So.
Well, yes, you do, I guess, because when you play Final Fantasy, I guess you are ready to move out of the red.
Yeah. I think one move ahead.
One move ahead.
So, even if I have to YouTube every single puzzle in Machinarium, I still want to play because I want to know what happens and I don't want to. Like watching,
and you know that's okay, right?
I know it's okay.
Because
even
you know
if
what?
I have to YouTube,
if we play Golden Abyss, Uncharted, and it's on Rails, what's the difference than watching the YouTube video
and then doing what it says?
And doing what it says.
Because guess what?
Uncharted
is easy.
Right.
I'm sorry. I play it on normal because I play games on normal. Sue me. And sometimes I play it on easy if I don't feel like playing on normal.
I played it on easy because I'm lazy.
It's easy.
But it was easy.
Even on normal, it's like super easy. I died a couple times. But yeah, but anyway, that's just because I suck.
Cool.
So Machinarium, I'm going to finish it eventually. So I'm going to do it.
The fridge is not prepared.
A little hot on the trigger finger, aren't you?
I was a little hot on the trigger there. I actually know how to stop it, though. Renee and I, because we've been so busy...
This is like the sixth week in a row.
That we haven't lost any weight.
Woo! But
we're going to push forward and
we're committed
and make it work to cook more often because
even with life
being so busy, life is not going to slow down. So we're going to just start doing what we freaking need to do.
We can't wait for life anymore.
Right.
Life's not going to wait. So here we are.
Yep. So Frog Pants Totals.
I do have Frog Pants Totals.
Go for it.
146 people have lost 875.6 pounds.
Good job.
That's 5.9 998 pounds. Essentially 6 pounds. I have a problem with rounding up like that.
That's fine.
It's so weird to me.
5.998 is cool.
5.998 pounds per person.
Right.
998. Yep. And so, congrats everybody. You all did a great job. Yep, I'm so proud. I'll probably just say 6 pounds per person when I put it out.
No, do 5.998. Geeks like 998.
Geeks like decimal places. if you want to join our Lose It group, we actually had someone just join today. It is facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it.
Yep.
And I tried something new.
Yep. Renee made some baked chicken parmesan yesterday.
So easy. Yep. And so good.
It was.
Even if I forgot to season the meat, guys, don't forget to season
your
meat.
But you know what? You didn't really have to season it. That would have been a bonus.
I know.
But it was so good. See, I'm learning, y'all. It was so good that it didn't need to season.
Yeah, I didn't have to season it. I mean, I was like, it wasn't that bad.
I just did pepper and salt.
Yeah.
But if there was like Italian crumb, breadcrumbs, or
instead of regular breadcrumbs,
or some seasoning.
Yeah, I was being lazy. I just breadcrumb. Nah, nah.
And that was fine.
But
it was
good.
It was.
It worked out, and I would make it again. I'm going to make it again because I like chicken parmesan.
So on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Because Menchie's closed.
Oh, it was so devastating, y'all.
Mitch's closed. One of them closed.
Closed, like, for good.
For good. And the one that's by our house is closed until March.
Oh,
because of the fall and winter.
Devastating.
So we were trying to find an alternative froyo place.
And that didn't turn out well either.
Didn't turn out well. We went to Sweet Frogs. Sweet Frogs is okay. But
ain't no Menchie's.
But then while we were looking for it, Renee found, and I had actually seen this cupcake place before because my dermatologist was up here,
mm-hmm.
Copper Cupcake Bakery.
It's in this frou-frou place called Norton Commons. It's one of those places that tries to do like all-inclusive neighborhood with the school and the fire department and the shops and everything right in the neighborhood. It's one of those places. So we went there and we got two cookies and a brownie and a cupcake.
Yep, we got two cookies, a brownie, and
the
brownie
and the cupcake was good.
Right, cupcake was good.
Cookies were awesome.
Yep, nice and soft.
They were soft and crumbly and awesome. But then we had the brownie. Yeah, I ain't never had a brownie this good in my entire life.
Let me tell you.
I bit into it and I was like, oh, it's going to be crumbly. And a split second later, boom, fudgy right in my mouth. I was like, what the crap is going on, y'all? Yep. This brownie was amazing.
It was.
And I want another one every day, but I can't because I just know that it's a lot of calories. But Jay and I are going to split one whenever we get one, and I'm going to enjoy it because it's amazing.
Yep. And I put a link in the show notes or in the chat for folks to see, you know, these awesome this awesome food that they do, and we'll put the link in the and I'm going to confess here.
Will you confess?
Because Renee, in the chat room, Muhogan said, "Why didn't we show this place to them?" And I will say, I did mention that.
Who
shut me down?
I didn't shut you down.
He was like, nah, we don't need to go up there.
No, I didn't shut you down. I didn't shut you down. I was just like.
Because I was talking about it Friday.
I said
we can do it Friday.
I know. And it's not a shut down as much as.
You was like, I don't want to. I guess you was like, I don't want to tempt them or something like that.
No.
Or you didn't want to tempt
yourself. No, because we're on vacation. So when you're on vacation, you don't care. I don't know. But here's the deal.
What's the deal?
We can bring them some desserts.
I'll let you know. It will last 3 hours because we got those on Thursday and we didn't eat them until Friday night.
And they were still
moist.
They were already stuffed. Good point. But we could have got it for later.
Right.
But we will bring some down. They were so good and amazing. And I must tell them that they're the best brownies I ever had. So yay, Copper Cupcake.
Oh, and I was getting ready to play the bumper.
I could tell. I heard the little click. Oh, yep. Look, we aren't done.
I'm
supposed to say congrats.
Congratulations to our deli of choice, Stevens and Stevens, for winning the Leo Weekly Deli of the Year.
Yay.
This is like they win it every year.
Yeah,
but,
so it's not a surprise.
But this is our first year being customers of theirs for a solid year where, you know, Steven knows us. And,
yes.
And he actually,
he's super nice
up.
Today. He was pumped today.
He waved. Bye.
He waved. He was like, are you going to get potato and bacon soup today?
And I said,
like,
you know what?
Offering something.
I said,
today.
You know what? Since he suggested that,
I'm
and he just didn't say what you having today. He said that. I was like, yeah, give me some potato and bacon soup. You know,
I can't believe I didn't get the Cuban bread pudding at freaking Havana Rumba.
But yeah, so
sorry,
we were stuck, babe.
I know. So yay to Stevens and Stevens, yay! Apparently, according to the readers of the Leo, the best place for a cheap date is White Castle. So
you
keep that
it.
In mind, y'all.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays this week.
We do. We
birthdays.
Have birthdays. Birthdays.
On Wednesday, we have Penny Clark.
Happy birthday, Penny Clark. That's on Wednesday.
Happy birthday to you. And who else's birthday is on Wednesday?
Two other people's are on Wednesday. Tyler Hurst's birthday is on Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Happy birthday. And Sarah Marie Sonora. I have to say it like that, even if that's not how you say it.
Happy birthday. We met her and her husband.
We did?
At Nerdtacular.
I don't remember anything. It's pretty bad.
Yep, I remember.
So hi.
Yep, I remember them coming up and talking
with us. Maybe if I look at her face again, I'll know this. Let me look at her face.
Just make sure you look at her husband's face also. I mean, because you remember her husband as well. I mean, of course I remember her. I was just
his Facebook shows a baby picture, so that's not gonna help me at all.
Well, I mean, you go through her other pictures, babe.
Oh, is that how the young people do?
Yeah,
about that.
You know how to Twitter stalk people?
I don't Twitter stalk people. Yeah, I remember.
You need to
hi.
You need to learn from Alachia and everybody else how to Twitter stalk.
How to Twitter stalk people?
Yeah.
But anyway, so happy birthday on Wednesday.
Yes.
Also on Thursday,
Before Take Girl.
Woo!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Before Take Girl. Maybe we'll be in the chat room and able to say happy birthday to her. Josh Mayu's birthday is on Saturday.
It is.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Josh.
Happy birthday.
And one of our really close friends.
And also a guest on the show. Paul Fox.
Happy birthday, Paul. His birthday is on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
It is.
So, yeah, we've had him on the show twice because Jay forgot about having him on the first
time. I sure did, but let's go ahead and just talk about this.
Podcast of the week.
You missed something.
Oh, let me look at the notes. What I missed?
Congrats, Danny and Shanna. Danny and Shanna, one of...
You put that in a few minutes ago, didn't you?
No, it's been in since the beginning. You just didn't pay attention.
I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry.
Danny and Shanna, we actually met in Danny and Shanna's guild. Well, I was already in the guild.
Right.
I had known them from a previous server. So we were in each other's guild, and they met on WoW, and they got married.
They did.
Now she's expecting twins.
She is.
Congratulations, Danny and Shanna.
Congratulations.
And it's awesome to hear. I love seeing her little wedding setup pictures because she runs that business.
She does event planning.
It looks nice.
Yep.
So congrats to you all. Going to have some new old coins in the spring.
All right. Cool.
Podcast.
What?
I'm laughing because you're playing it again.
Podcast of the week.
All right, so so Renee and I were on a podcast this past week, and the name of the podcast was. Yes.
Hi, JK Grammar asked us to do something, but apparently neither of us were looking at the freaking chat room.
Oh.
J.K. Grammer asked us to wish his friend Richard Layton happy birthday on Saturday. He's the co-host on his podcast.
The 10 Forward Podcast. You can find at 10forwardpodcast.com.
Happy birthday, Richard Layton. And if you were here, we would sing you happy birthday.
No. Do we? I thought it has to be that
I
day
said
of.
If you, no, the week.
That week?
Yes.
We don't okay.
The day of. You're so stingy with the singing.
Stingy with the singing.
Okay, back to podcast of the week.
Podcast. podcast of the week.
God, Renee, let me do this.
Go.
All right, I did it.
No. Go.
Podcast of the week.
I meant go on and talk about it.
Oh, you didn't. You said go. All right. So we were on a podcast this past weekend.
We were.
And with Apple Cider Mage and Zoofy.
Yes.
Apple Cider Mage and Zoofy, they both do a podcast called Justice Points Podcast. Mm-hmm. And what they talk about on their podcast are social, social problems in the World of Warcraft community.
There you go. That's good enough.
I'm trying to think of a different word than problems. Problems is so negative.
Well, there are social issues. Is that
yeah,
better?
There we go. Social issues in online community and world, mainly around World of Warcraft. So they brought us in to talk about racism in World of Warcraft.
Right. Sorry, there's not that many people of color playing World of Warcraft.
It's right. So we talked about that, and we had a great show. You should check them out. What's their website, babe?
Their website is justicepoints.com, and how they managed to get that website, I have no idea. But got it. They did.
Good job.
And I liked the show before ours. They talked about feminism in WoW and mm-hmm. what it means to be a feminist. And I thought that was interesting.
It was.
And so check them out. We're on their next one coming up. It's not posted yet, but it will be posted. So keep an eye on their feed.
And
so
we'll retweet out.
We will retweet out when it's on there. I had a blast, and I plan on having them on the show someday because they are a pair of awesome women.
And I will admit, I actually said something on this show that I've only said on one other show in public.
Yeah, you did.
And that was on Black Astronauts when I said
it. He said...
I said the N-word.
He said the N-word. So trust. So if you don't want anybody to hear it, then we don't.
And I usually don't try to say it because I don't want to.
But it was.
I don't want to offend other folks.
It was relevant, though.
It was.
It was relevant to the conversation. Was. So it wasn't just like you just went around calling everybody that.
Right.
On the podcast.
And if I wanted to, it would have been all right. No,
because you don't have to do anything but.
Be black and die, damn it. I ain't got to do nothing. That's not all I got to do. Be black and die. So, if you want to reach out to us, if you want to
contact us, damn it,
you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page, I haven't really done any updates lately, but it is facebook.com/valentinecast. If they want to call us, where can they call us, babe?
Yeah, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Videos of this and past shows can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
We want to thank the folks at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. Thank you so much.
Woo!
You can check them out at PrettyLightsMusic.com. And also, we talked about Black Astronauts Podcast.
We did.
Go check out the website.
Yep.
They just launched their website. It's Black Astronauts Podcast.
Love those guys.
.com. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Was it Black Astronauts Podcast?
Did you do it wrong?
Oh, crap. Did I do it wrong? Daggone it. Aaron's going to kill me.
He is.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't spell. That's what it is. I can't spell astronauts.
You can't?
I can't.
So, are you sure it's Black Astronauts Podcast?
I'm looking.
You can do it.
It's not. Yeah, Aaron's gonna kick my ass.
He is, and he can't kick it. I would rather have you around because I need you, baby. I need you.
Oh, I'm going through real quick because I know
you,
he tweeted.
Are you really? Yeah. Are you good?
Oh, come on. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's Black. How did they get blackastronauts.com?
Well, apparently they did. Go to blackastronauts.com, y'all.
Well, damn.
Because there's not any black astronauts, babe.
But yeah.
No, I know. Okay, I'm kidding. I know there are black astronauts. Yeah, please don't come down on me saying and tweet me articles about black astronauts.
I know. Man. I could.
That's a wonderful thing for them to get.
That's a good catch, Aaron.
Good catch. Blackastronauts.com.
Cool. Well, I'm glad he wasn't in the chat room because he'd definitely give me shit.
He would.
For giving Ohio shit.
He would.
So, thank you all. Thank you, chat room. Thank you so much for being here, kicking it with us for the past hour or so. We absolutely love you guys.
Y'all are awesome. Y'all make me smile.
Y'all make us smile. And
Hando, sorry, I hate Hearthstone. Duck.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye. Why don't you ever like saying bye to people?
Bye, everybody. I'll wave.
Thanks for your podcast.
Thank you, Buxley.